put it in the bank so I could have gained some interest. They was too lazy to do that. So they took it and they buried it in the ground and gave him the same thing when he returned. He called them wicked and slothful. He said, you wicked and slothful servant. So we don't want to be caught in that situation. Romans 12:11 says, be not slothful in business. Another translation says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. And in Hebrews 6:12, which is a key scripture, write Hebrews 6:12 down. It says that you be not slothful. Now that word means disinterested, sluggish, lazy, dull, and indifferent. Let me give it to you again. The word there in Hebrews 6:12, it means disinterested, sluggish, lazy, dull, or indifferent. He said, be not slothful, but what? Followers of those who through what? Faith and patience do what? Inherit the promises. Now, praise God. So we don't want to be caught in this trap of slothfulness, because the plan of God will never materialize in our life if we're too lazy to follow the instructions that the Lord gives us. You got to be diligent. We all need to be diligent. Amen. Now, how do you overcome slothfulness? The scripture is Ecclesiastes 10:18. How do you overcome slothfulness? I was praying. I said, okay, Lord, I see all these scriptures in the Bible. But I said, how do you come out from under this? How do you get free from it? How do you recognize it? What do you have to do? And, you know, it's not hard. I mean, it ain't no mountain of a spirit, but it's bad if you get a hold of you. Because it will cause your mind, it will give you a different mindset in life that will be harmful to you, to your future. All right? You say, how do you overcome slothfulness? First of all, you have to have a change of heart and mind. Laziness is a mindset. If you are lazy and lack diligence, others have told you you're lazy. Anybody ever told you was lazy? Now, sometimes it's not true when they tell you that, but if you got different people from different arenas of your life, and all of them been telling you, you know what, you lazy. You need to listen. Because it's a lot easier for other people to recognize laziness in you than you can recognize it in yourself. Because we justify our actions. We got good reason for what we do. Amen. The Bible says that every man's ways is right in his own eyes. So you want to listen. Laziness is easy to recognize by other people. Number two, you admit that you are lazy and determined to do something about it. So sometimes, you know, it's kind of like an alcoholic say, well, alcoholic can't really be delivered until they admit they got a problem. Drug addict can't really get off drugs until he realizes that drugs are creating a problem for him. Well, it's the same thing with laziness. You can't get free from laziness if you don't recognize, you know what, I need to step up. I got some lazy characteristics. And so you have to admit it, and then you repent. You repent of it. You ask God to forgive you, and then you ask him to help you to develop a diligent spirit. That's all under number one. That's have a change of heart and mind. That's what's involved in having a change in heart and mind. You have to say, Lord, I got a problem. I have some lazy tendencies, and I need to be more diligent. If I was more diligent, then I'd have greater blessing in my life, and things that I know should have been done by now would already be done. Amen. Lazy people procrastinate a lot. Now, I use myself as an example, right, with the treadmill. All right, that's the area I got to overcome. So I've been transparent with you. I ain't saying I'm the most diligent man you will ever meet, but I recognize that if I don't deal with the slothfulness in my own life, then it's going to hinder God's plan for my life. So I'm determined to do something about it. That's why I have a plan. That's why I'm going to keep that plan before my eyes. And that's why if I fail 15 times, I'm going to get up 15 times. You understand? I ain't ever going to quit. I'm going to be just like the ant. I'm going to keep on pursuing my goal. I'm not going to give up. I ain't going to be weary. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go through whatever I got to go through, but I'm going to get the job done. And I'm not going to be lazy. I'm going to make myself. I'm going to push myself. Then you have to have a vision for your life, which I've already talked to you about. You have to set some goals. You have to write them down. You have to keep them before your eyes. You have to speak the vision, and then you have to have a plan of action. So that's the next thing. If you are lazy in just a certain area, you might not be lazy in every area. There may be just certain areas of your life you're lazy in. Maybe you're lazy in keeping your room clean. Maybe you're lazy in going to work on time. Maybe there's just some little nagging stuff that's just hanging on you. Maybe there's things you know you're supposed to be doing, and you just keep putting it off and putting it off because you're just lazy. Well, I don't feel like doing it right now. I just don't feel it. Pastor, I ain't lazy. I just don't feel like doing it. Yeah, but if you ain't feel like doing it in a year, if a whole year done passed by, and you ain't had one day in 365 that you felt like doing it, you got a lazy bone somewhere. Praise God. So then number three, and this is a key one here. Ask God to put someone in your life who is not lazy, who is experiencing the power and the blessing of the Lord, and follow their example. You see, that's what Hebrews 6:12 tells us to do, that you be not slothful. Then he tells you how not to be slothful. He says, be followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In other words, find somebody that is experiencing the power of God in their life and then hook up with them. Find out how they do it. Get around them. Ask them questions. Find out how they do it. You know, learn all you can from them. So really he's talking about association there. You got to be careful who you associate with. Maybe you're lazy because of people you hang around with. If you're in a lazy bunch, then you're going to be lazy. If you hang around lazy people, you're going to be lazy. Right? Because the minute you get up to do something, they're going to be saying, man, you ain't got to do that now. Come over here and sit down and have a drink with me. Or let's go do something else. Man, you ain't got to do that now, man. It's too hot out there. Man, I don't do nothing in the sun like that. I don't do nothing. That's the reason why they ain't got nothing. They don't do nothing. So you had to watch your company. Number four, you have to have personal integrity and pride in what you do. Always give your best effort at whatever you're doing. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Colossians 3:22-23 says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. That's a key right there in overcoming laziness. So have personal integrity. Then finally, number five, take responsibility for your life. Stop blaming others for your situation. Take control over the things that you have control over. Now, what I mean by this is, all of these are key points. Get rid of the clutter in your life. Simplify your life. Get rid of all that stuff you ain't never gonna use, that you ain't never, ever going to need till Jesus comes. Got all kind of stuff all around you that done just cluttered your world up. Now you can't think straight because you're looking at a mess all the time. And your mind is scrambled because you're looking at scramble all day long. Right? Get rid of the things that are broken in your life. Things that are broken, that don't work, that have served their purpose, that are no longer usable. Get rid of them. Clear it out. Tell your neighbors, clear it out. Yeah. If it's broke, get it fixed. If it can't be fixed, get rid of the thing. This is so important. Because if you're believing God for success, you can't have unsuccessful things before your eyes all the time. You can't walk around something that's broke every time you see it and you say, that thing broke, it need fixed. And that's every time you see it, it reminds you of failure. It's broke. Get rid of things that are broken in your life and keep before your eyes things that are working, things that are successful. Y'all understand me? You got stuff out of order, start cleaning your stuff up. Organize it. Keep your stuff organized. Get rid of that stuff you ain't never gonna use. It's just clutter. Keep things organized. I say it like this, a place for everything and everything in its place. Simplify your life. Keep excellence before your eyes. That's the whole point. Don't have things broken that's unproductive always in front of you. And every time you see it, you say, that thing broken. You don't need to have that in front of your eyes when you believe in God for success. If you can't fix it, give it to somebody else that can. Give the thing away. Get rid of the clutter. And actually, this is the last one. Number six, don't be a companion of lazy people. Change your company. If you are hanging around with people, all they're going to do is suck vision out of you. All they're going to do is be a source of discouragement for you. And when you start wanting to move out and do something and be productive, all they're going to do is try to hold you back and tell you why you don't need to do that. Just like on a job sometime. If you work really diligently and everybody else there is used to going at a snail's pace, you know, you want to give an honest day's labor for an honest day's pay. And they used to, when they could get something done in 4 hours, taking eight. Look, we're going to make a day out of this job. Don't you be going around here acting a fool. Talking about we're going to get it done in four. No. See, you had to come against all of that. You ain't gonna win no popularity contest because lazy people hate, boy, they hate it when they laziness come out. Be the best you can be in Jesus. Always put forth your best effort. And don't be a lazy person. Get your work done every day. You ought to have a plan of what you're going to do that day. You plan your day. And I know that there's interruptions sometimes. Sometimes they're divine interruptions. Sometimes it's the Lord that does it. But it's all right when that happens. At least you had a plan for what you're going to do that day. And you accomplish it and you don't stop till you get it done. God wants you to be diligent about what he's called you to do because you can succeed and he wants you to succeed. And I'm going to tell you, his power is available to you and it's here now.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah!